Riley finished off her cup and nodded towards the helicopter.
Fancy a ride?
She blushed as his eyes darkened. In my helicopter. Do you want to come for a fly?
He let out a deep chuckle.
Oh, she could get lost in the sound of his laughter.
I dunno.
He smiled and winked at her.
Your fancy flying might be too much for my sensitive masculine ego.
His teasing was infectious. She pouted and fluttered her eyelashes girlishly at him.
Is the big strong cowboy scared?
He put the thermos down.
Maybe I am.
She slowly started walking backwards.
Are you afraid of heights?
Slowly he followed her.
Not of heights.
The helicopter? She lengthened her strides. He shook his head. She stopped, and he moved forward until they were within touching distance.
Are you scared of falling?
I am. His hands ran gently up her arms, sending sensations to the tips of her fingers. Swallowing, she looked into his face. His eyes were on her lips. Blood pounded past her ears, loud and intense. Everything tightened, from the tiniest muscle in her body to the very air surrounding them, as if the world held its breath, hopeful. She couldn't remember ever wanting to kiss someone so badly. Her body swayed, weight shifting to the balls of her feet. She placed a moist hand on his chest, feeling his heart thump beneath it. Her pumping blood became a roar. I'm scared of falling for you, he said, his voice husky and deep. Then his mouth was on hers, devouring her, his hands tangled in her hair. Fire ignited every sense while at the same time her skin shivered with goosebumps. When they finally pulled apart, she took a moment to catch her breath.
What was that for?
He smiled back at her and stroked her cheek. The crystal clearness of his blue eyes held her transfixed.
I had to know what that would be like, he said with a hint of a smile. You know, in case we die. Come on then, I'll show you just what I can do.